Today's daf is daf dalet. So let's take it a few lines down. The two dots, the Gemara says, ha'ochel chaylev. The Gemara is going through all 36 creases, so one of them is eating chaylev, results in kare. So the Gemara says, Tanir Rabbanan kol chaylev shor v'chesev v'eiz lo sel chaylev. It's a pasuk that mentions three different animals, which is an issur d'oraisa of eating chaylev, which results in kare. L'chayv al kol achas v'achas. The reason why it specifies each of the three animals to tell me that each chaylev, each animal, results in a separate set of malakos, divrei Rabbi Yishmo. Chacham omrim einu chayv el achas. They argue and say no, even though it says it three different times. Sure, chesef ve'eiz. If one were to eat the chaylev of each of these three animals, it would only result in one set of malchus. So name of b'ha'ak mifli. What's machlokus? Whether you chayv three sets or one set? The Rabbi Shmuel Sover lokin alav shebechalos. It's a concept of lav shebechalos, which you've seen many times. Gemara Makos talks about it. Gemara Pesachim. The lav shebechalos, I mean, there's a general lav shebechalos, and then there's specific details that are mentioned within, but there are not three separate psukim, it's all one pasuk, which indicates three different results. So lav shebechalos, Rabbi Shmuel thinks that lav shebechalos is chayv three different sets of malchus. While Rabbanan Savri ain lokin ella ain lokin al lav shebechalos, when there's a lav shebechalos, you don't get a separate lav, a separate malchus for each specific one. There's one lav for everything included under that particular pasuk. So that's what the Gemara's initial understanding is of the machlokis. And the Gemara answers, no. Li'olam savar Rabbi Shmuel ein lokin alav shebechalos. Even Rabbi Shmuel holds that you don't get separate malchus for each of the implied psukim, each of the implied lavim. You only get one for all three. B'shani hacha, but this case is particularly different. The miyasrei le'kray, they're extra psukim. Because the pasuk could have said, nichtev kra kol chaylev lo sochaylev, that would have been sufficient. Don't eat any chaylev, and I would have understood. Don't eat chaylev of a shor, of an chesev, of an eiz. So, shor, chesev, eiz, olamli, why does it specify different types of animals? It must be shma mina lechalik, to teach us an extra din, that this is an exception where one would receive separate sets of malchus for each of the implied lav.
No,
chaylev of behemah is asherti. So it says chol chaylev lo sochaylev, so don't eat. So then the Gemara says, "Rabbanon diloksiv iloksiv shor v'chesiv eiz habamina." I would have thought afilu chaylev chay b'mashma. I would have thought had it said the pasuk chol chaylev lo so chaylev, I would have thought all chaylev is aser, even the chaylev of a chaya. The din is the chaylev of a behemah is aser, the chaylev of a chaya is permitted. Had it not specified any examples of animals, I would have thought even the chaylev of a chaya should be aser. So therefore, l'hachik siv, that's why it says, shor v'kesev v'eiz, l'memra, the chaylev shor v'kesev v'eiz with aser, aval the chaya shari. That's why I had to tell me these animals, to tell me only a chaylev of a behemah is aser, implying that a chaylev of a chaya is permitted. So the Gemara says, shapir kamrile. So this is a very good response that the Rabban say back. So Ella, hainu time with the Rabbi Shmuel. So now let's go back to square one. What's really the reason why Rabbi Shmuel thinks you're chayev separately for each of the animals? The Kasavar im kain, because he held lichtov kochelv shor lo sochelu. The pasuk could have just given us one example of an animal. I would have said, if it said kochelv shor, I would have assumed that all behemoths like a shor. So kesev v'eiz lamali, why specify two more animals? Shema mina l'chalik must be telling me that this is an exception that's a lav shebechlalos that results in separate sets of malchus. So then the Gemara says no. Rabban Savre iksav rachmana kochelv shor, had it said kochelv shor and not said the words kesev v'eiz. I would have thought, Nalef Shor Shor Sinai. I would have made a Gzer Shavah. It says Shor by Chaylev. It says Shor Me Sinai, Har Sinai. In the Pasuk of Lo Siga Bo Yad Kisakol Yisakel Yara Yara Im Behema Im Ish Lo Yichya. I would have made the following Gzer Shavah. Ma Gavi Sinai when it comes to Har Sinai. Chayv Of Kayote Behen. That just like the Behema, as the Shor mentioned in the Torah there, that can't be near Har Sinai, so to all other animals were included, that the Shor, the Behema, the Chaya, the Of, all were usher to touch Har Sinai. So the word Behema implies all types of creatures. Av Gavi Achila, I would have assumed that the Shor by Chaylev also implies Chaya Of Kayote Behen. And for that reason, said the Rabbanon, the Hachi Kasev Rachmana, Shor V'Chesev V'Eiz, the Memra Dehani Asir, only these three types of animals are Asir, Abachaya V'Of Shari, the Chaylev of a wild animal, the Chaylev of an Of, are all permitted. So, Shapir Kamrilei. So Rabbanon explained well why it says these three different animals, and therefore you can't make a limit of L'Chalik. So then again, Elahainu Taima, so what's really the reason of Rabbi Shmuel why he says L'Chalik? So the Kasavar Rabbi Shmuel explains, Nichtov kol chaylev Keseva lo sochelo. You didn't have to use shore as an example. Forget shore. Sure, you're right. I agree. Had it said the word shore, you would have had such a havamina shore misinai. So no, the pasuk could have said lo chelov ko chelov kesev lo sochelo, or inami ko chelov eiz lo sochelo. Could have picked one of the other two animals. Why does it mention three? Shore chesev eiz. Why all three? Lamali must be shmami nalachale. Rabban respond back. Rabban tavri no. Because the kasev kol chelav kesev had it only said kesev in the pasuk, hava mina would have thought only chelak chelav kesev aser. But I would have thought that shor ve'eish sharu v'chitem my ulma the kesev. Why would have had a hava mina that maybe only the chelav of a kesev is aser, but shor ve'eish should be mutter? Because mishum din nisrabi be'alya. We have, there are certain chumers that exist by kesev elsewhere. The din is that when it comes to being makir of a karban, normally we're not makir of the ilya, the tail of an animal. But the alya, the tail of a kesev, we are nisraba on the mizbeach. So just like there's a certain chumra in regards to the alya, I would also think maybe there's a chumra on the chelev of a kesev, and I would not have learned shor and eiz from kesev. So ukidatanya, like the Braisa goes on to explain, that Rabbi Chananya lama mana kasev emurin b'shur ve'emurin b'kesev ve'emurin be'ez. Why with regards to the carbon b'chor? Does a pasuk have to single out emurim regarding each of these three animals? Zichsev ach b'chor shur or b'chor kesev or b'chor eiz. And the pasuk goes on to explain that you put the dam in the mizbeach, you put the chilban on the mizbeach. Why specify shur, kesev, and eiz? So the Gemara explained, Tzricha, you need each of them, because the Kasev Shor had it said only Shor by the Bechor case, Hava Mina, Kasev Eiz, Lo Yafin Mine, that you shouldn't learn the halachas of Emurin from Shor, Dikala Mifrak, because you could say Shor is different, because Mala Shor Shekein Nisrava B'Nisachim. Because a shor, there's a certain chumra that you have to bring a larger shear of nisach hayayin for shor. So maybe the emurin also of the shor are only unique, and you wouldn't learn to Kasev Eiz. So you need to mention Kasev Eiz as well. And Nichta Rachmana, fine, so why not, still in the world of Emurin, of Bechor, Nichta Rachmana B'Kesev, so why didn't the Pasuk just say Bechor Kesev? I would have learned Shor and A's from that. V'nelev Shor V'Eiz M'Kesev, because Dikla Mifrak, there's a certain Chumer that Kesev has that the others don't, Mala Kesev, Sheikein Nisraba Ba'alya, that the tail goes on, so I would have thought maybe only the Emurin of the Kesev go on the Mizbeach as well, and I would have excluded Shor and A's. And just finish off the brisa here, the Nichta Rachmana Eiz, why didn't the pasuk by Bechor say that only the Eiz should be brought? I would have learned V'nil of Shor V'chesev Minei, you would have learned from Eiz, that just like the Eiz, the Emurim Gon L'Mizbeach, so too that of Shor V'chesev. And Ikla Mifrach, Mala Eiz, Shekein Nisraba Eita Avodas Kochavim. The A's, the goat is unique because the goat exists by a person who violates Avodah Zara, his carbon is an A's. So maybe there's a chumer by the Emurin of an A's as well, and you can't learn from Shor and Chesed. We see from this whole brisa by Bechor, Emurim of Bechor, you need to teach separately Shor, Chesed, and A's because they each have a chumer that the others don't have, therefore you can't learn one from the next. So here as well, you could have thought, had it said the pasuk only by Chelev Kesev, or Chelev Shor, or Chelev Eiz, they each have something unique, and you couldn't have learned one from the next, and for that reason you have to specify each of them. That explains to the Rabbana that no word, Shor, Chesev, or Eiz, neither one of them are extra, and you can't learn Lechalik from that pasuk of Chelev. That's the explanation for the Shita of the Rabbana. So now the Gemara says, back to the world of Chelev, the Gemara says, Minchad lo yafina. So now we already granted, with regards to Chelev, you can't learn from Shor alone, you can't learn from Eiz alone, and you can't learn from Chesev alone. But maybe, Nichtov Tarti, V'nelev Chademi Tarti. Maybe he's used two, and learn the third one from the other two. Hey, Din Nelev, which one should you learn? So Shor, Kesev, Eiz. Maybe you should learn Shor from Kesev and Eiz. Let's say the pasuk said by Chelev only Kesev and Eiz, or it said by Bechor only Kesev and Eiz, and you should learn Shor from Kesev and Eiz as a unit. Because Islan Pircha, there's a question, Mala Kesev ve'ez, Shekein Nisrabu Eitzam Pesach. Because Kesev ve'ez are unique, that these are two animals, a sheep and a goat, may be used for the carbon Pesach, a shor may not, so you can't learn shor from Kesev ve'ez. So that couldn't have been the option. So then the Gemara goes on, maybe lo nichtav Kesev. V'neilaf shmishor ve'ez. Only write shor ve'ez in the pasuk and learn kesef from shor and ez. And that too is insufficient because Islam pircha, there's a question, mala shor ve'ez, shekein nishraba eitza avodas kochavim. Both the shor and ez are relevant for the world of avodas kochavim, that if we already learned before, that if a yachid violates avodas zarah, he brings an ez. But here it's talking about if a tzibur, if the parlam davar, if the entire tzibur violates avodas zarah, they bring a shor. As opposed to a kesef is never relevant in the world of avodas zarah. So therefore you can't learn kesef from those two. And then finally, the Gemara suggests lo nicht of a's. Don't write a's in the pasuk. V'neilef shur v'chesev. Learn it from shur v'chesev. Islam pircha. That too has a flaw. Mala shur v'chesev. Shekein yeshbo tzad riboy. There's a certain riboy that shur and kesev have. Shur has larger nisachim. Kesev has the aliyah that's brought, as opposed to a's. A's has a, it's not that the aliyah isn't brought, and there's a small nisachim, and therefore hilkach lo yafim hadada. You can't learn all of them from each other, and for that reason, rabbanan say each of the pesukim shur chesev and a's need to all be singled out, both in the world of Chelev and in the world of Bechor. So Shapir, Kamrile, and therefore what Rabbanan say all make total sense. So now we have to go back to square one. So what's the position of Rabbi Shmuel that he says it's lechalik, that each Chelev of Shur Chesiv ve'ez result in a separate set of Malchus? So the Gemara says, Eloli Olam Taima de Rabbi Shmuel k'de Amrinan Mikara. Really what we initially had said. D'im kein nichtav kol Chelev v'lishtok. You could have said in the pasuk just kochelo sochelu. It didn't have to say shor chazaveis. Umay amris the high cost of shor v'chazaveis the mishrei chelav chaya the hak hiksiv kriya binani the kachim the davar halamed minyano. So really, he says the kochelo could have said kochelo and didn't have to mention any of the animals. I would have understood that the other animals are all going to be animal behemoths will be aser and chayas will be mutter. Now, we had a question. Wait a second. Had I said kochelo sochelo, I would have had a havamina that even chelev of a chay is usher. The Gemara says, no. Look at the context. The context of this pasuk kochelo sochelo is in the context of kachim. A chaya is never brought for kachim. So therefore, chay is completely off the radar. I never would have thought to even think about chelev of a chaya. And therefore, minyana dekra, from the context, davar halamed minyana, I would have understood that chay is memela mutter. I don't need to specify shor chesiv ve'ez, and therefore, since the pasuk does mention shor chesiv ve'ez, it must be lechalek. So now that implies mechal drabbanan savre lo yafinun davar lamed minyano. So now rabbanan who argue on this, do they not learn this drasha? Do they not say learn from the context? The fact that they have to use a pasuk to tell me chelev is mutter? No, shouldn't you know from the context? You're talking about kachim. Chelev of chaya isn't even on the radar here. So they must reject the drasha of this midah she'tor nejusha shebehen. They reject davar alamed minyano. But said, lo, they can't reject it. Chuli alma yafin, everyone agrees that davar alamed minyano is a relevant drasha. B'hacha b'ha pligi. This is the machlokas, really. Machlokas is that Rabbi Shmuel Savar Lemaidin lav milav, bain milav, bain milav de karis. So the pasuk here says there are two psukim when it comes to chelev. One pasuk mentions chelev and karis, and one just simply mentions that there's a lav but doesn't mention karis. So it says in the pasuk right next to each other, it says one kichol ochel chelev mina behema asher yakiv mimenu ishel Hashem. If you eat a chelev of an animal that's brought as a carbon, v'nichver saw hanefesh ha'ocheles me'ameha, mentions karis by that pasuk. And then two psukim earlier, it says kol chelev shur v'chesev eiz lo so chelev, but doesn't mention karis in that pasuk. Are you able to learn one from the next? So Rabbi Shmuel says you can, even though the pasuk kol chelev shur v'chesev is not talking about the kachim. I mean, it is, but the pasuk itself doesn't address it. It's talking about a lav also. You could still learn that lav to the kares earlier mentioned, later mentioned in the pasuk. You can't learn one. You may learn one from the next, as opposed to Rabbanan say, if you skip all the parentheses here, Rabbanan savre lav mi lav yafinim. You can learn one lav from the other lav if it's a davar alame minyano, but lav mi kares lo yafinim. But you can't learn a lav from another pasuk of kares. Those are two different type of psukim, the two different ones, and therefore you can't make such a drash of davar halamed minyano. So that's what it comes down to. So the Gemara now says Ibar Yisayim, but another explanation is as follows. Hainu tamayu de Rabbanan. This is really the reason for Rabbanan, why they say you don't get separate set of malakos. Kedamar le Rav Mari le Rav Zvid. Like Rav Mari told Rav Zvid one time that says in the pasuk, Kochelev Lashem. It says every chelev goes to Hashem. And the pasuk there, the Gemara in Chulin is referring to there, is even the aliyah is brought, is like a chelev, that you bring it as a carbon. We're calling the aliyah, the aliyah, the tails referred to as a chelev. So the Gemara says, El Miata, if that's the case, if the pasuk by Karbanos refers to the Alya, the tail, as a chelev in the world of Kodshim, so Alya dechulun titzar. So that means one shouldn't be able to eat a tail either. Alya is not really chelev, it's not fat. But the Torah calls it fat, it calls it chelev, legabe a karban. So he just says, once you're saying it's chelev legabe kodshim, it should be also chelev legabe chulin. And one should be getting curries for eating the alya, because it's called chelev. So again, el miata, alya dechulun titzar. And Gemara says, Amar Leh, he responds back, Alecha makra, to you I say the pasuk that akol chelev shor v'chesed v'eiz, which means lo so chelu. Why does it connect all three words here? So davar hashava b'shloshon ba'inan v'lecha. Has to be an iser chelev that applies equally across the board. But in this case it's not the case because the aliyah of the shor v'eiz is never called a chelev. Only the aliyah of a chesev is called chelev by karbanos, and therefore it's not across the board, it's not shavin, therefore it's not subject to the irsev chelev in the world of chulin. Hilkach, therefore, ki asa shor v'chesev v'eid l'mishe alya d'chulin hudasu. So the reason for the psukim here mentions all three to tell me that don't say that chelev of chulin of alya should be aser. The pasuk says shor chesev v'eiz to tell me that it all has to be equal, and that's the drasha to be made, and therefore these words are an extra and not available to teach me lechalik. Rabbi Shmuel's response back is no. Amr lach, according to you, im kein lemakra ko chelev shor v'chesev. So eiz lamali shema mina lechalik. If it's really telling me the pasuk that the chelev of the alya is permitted, so don't mention the pasuk kesev at all. Sorry, it shouldn't say eiz at all. It should say simply shor v'chesev, because we know that these things, their tails, the alya of these animals, are never brought as a karban. And there's not even a havamina to think that there should be an iser. So the fact that it goes on to include eiz as well is extra to tell me lechale. Okay, a bit confusing. I'm sorry. The Gemara now says, Am Rabbi Chanina, Mode Rabbi Shmuel le'inin karban she'ein mevi el chatas achas. Now, even now, up until now, Rabbi Shmuel had been saying with regards to Malkos, the din is that Shur Chesed V'Eid are all separate sets of Malkos. Legabe Karbanos, it's all only one. My time, what's the reason for all this? So the Gemara explains. That my taima, the lo dami hadein lav deraisis. Because this lav of chel is not similar to lav of arayos. Why not? Because lav of arayos, the din is, it says a separate lav for each one, but here it's just one lav for all three. It says ko chel lo so chelu, just one lav. But by arayos, it says each one. It says that lav by a bas, a lav by an aim, a lav by a sister, all of them are listed separately. But here it's not listed separately, and therefore there's only one carbon chatas for the Isser Chelev. So Gemara says, quote to Bryce, a Tanur Abanam, V'asa achas, v'asa heina, l'chayv al kolachas v'achas, to tell me that one's chayv for each violation as well. What does that mean? Al kolachas v'achas, shim ochel chelev v'chelev, a person eats chelev, two separate shirum of kezayis of chelev, your chayv achas, even though it's shem echad b'shnei halamos, chayv shtayim. So even though it's all one shem echad, all one iser of chelev, since it's shtei halamos, the guy eats it, and then for remembers he did something wrong, and then forgets again, that's halam, is when he forgot something. So if there's two separate halamos, two separate forgetfulness, for forgettings, I guess, so then the din is he's chayv too, even though it's shem echad. And let's say you have shtei shemos, two different isurim, like chelev of different parts of the animal, chelev of the klayos, or chelev of the dakin, behelam echad, in one helam, in one forgetting, your chayv shtayim. So you see from this braita, the way you're chayv two karbanos is either two different shemos or two different halamos. So the Gemara elaborates on this. This is going to be a very big topic, a very big theme of the Masechta, of how one's mechalik different karbanos. So Amr le Rami bar Chama le Rav Chista Bishma, I understand shem echad, if it's one iser, one chaylev, b'shnei halamos and two forgettings, chayv shtayim your chayv two separate karbanos, mishim de halamos mechalkin. Because of having a halama, having a forgetting a certain moment, two different moments, that's going to be mechayv two different karbanos. That I get. El shnei shemos behel mechad, if I have two different types of chaylevs, in one helam and one forgetting, am I chayv shtayim, why you chayv two karbanos? Ha ba'in and halamos b'chulakim. Voleka. Isn't the mechayev for a different carbon is having a new helam? If a guy, for example, on forget it's Shabbos, and he violates 39 different melachas, Zorei and Chorish and Zorei and Borei and so on, so he's only chayev one. If he forgot Shabbos, there's one helam. You need two different halamos. You have to forget each particular iser to be mechayev two different carbonos. So in this case, if he only forgot one helam, even though there are two different shemos, that's still going to be one carbon. So Amar Lei, Hacha B'mayaskin, what's the case here? Kegon De'achal Chelev De'nosar, De'mechai Mishim Nosar U'mishim Chelev. So we have to now start defining what are two shemos. So up until now we're talking about two shemos of two types of chelevs. There's chelev on the kidneys, there's chelev on the intestines. Those are really two shemos that are really one. But when the two shemos are very independent, there's chelev of Nosar and the chelev of Jastam Chelev, those are two mamish different shemos, then even under one helem, that's sufficient to break them up into two different kabanos. Okay, what we're going to be going through the Masech Talalem is, how do you find separate isurim? Are you mechalik between gufin muchlokin, helamos muchlokin, shemosh muchlokin? These are all different ways to distinguish. So the greater the difference is, the more likely it's going to result in two different kabanos. So two completely different shemos, even though it's one helem, that results in two different kabanos. So again, it's a case of achal chelev de nosar. The fat of a carbon that was left overnight, that was nosar, those are the two different resulting carbonos.
What does that have to
do with
Shabbos?
We'll get to Shabbos. Let's focus on this. It's very confusing. So then the Gemara is Amar Lei, Imkein, Nechayv Nami Mishim Kodesh. So why not say there's an Isser of Kodesh as well? If we're talking about Nosar, Nosar Mimela comes from Kodshim. And Kodshim, there's a separate Isser of Me'ila. So shouldn't this result in eating a Chelev, in eating of Nosar, and also an eating of Me'ila? So Ella Amar of Shesha, Rav Shesha says, you're right, forget it. It's not a case of Nosar. Let's delete Nosar from the example. It's Kagon De'achel Chelev De'hektesh. It's where a person ate Chelev of a Hektesh, which is a Nosar, and that results in eating Chelev, and it results in eating Kodshim. That Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, a little confusing how Rabbi Yehuda fits in here, but the Sanya Achel Chelev Nevela, one eats the Chelev Nevela, or the Achel Chelev Muktashim, Chelev of a the carbon, the din is chayv shaim. He's chayv two different carbonos, one for chaylev and one for nevela, or one for chaylev and one for kodshim. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chaylev mukdashim loke shalosh. You're chayv three isurim, one for eating kodesh, and two for eating chaylev. So unclear exactly how Rabbi Yehuda fits in. We're looking for two different sets of malkos, not three different malkos, but that's what the Gemara suggests. If you take a look, there's a Rashi here. The Rashi on the left side. Where did this go here? Rashi is Shalosh. He says it's a small Rashi on the left side, halfway down the left line, left column. He says, Shtaim Mishim Chelev, Kid Mefarish Lekaman, Ve'achas Mishum Zaros. And one is because of a Zar. So it's still unclear how this fits in. There's a discussion here. The Shetukum Mekabatsis talk about it, the Rabbeinu Gershom. Unclear why they're, if we're looking for two, why Rabbi Huda, who says three, he's the author. But the Gemara goes on to say, either way we have, when the two different Shemos, that results in two different Karbanos. So then the Gemara says, Machkul Allah B'marav in the West. In Eretz Yisrael, they're smiling, they're making fun of this particular explanation, and say, Vinokma, let's establish that the Bryce is talking about Kigon Chel of the Shore, Vichesiv Aid, and Rabbi Shmuel Damar Lokeshalosh. We're looking for a case where the Bryce says that a Chel is resulting in two different Karbanos, or two different sets of Malkos. So why are we looking for this case of Chel of the Nosar, Chel of the Hektesh, Chel of the Nevela? Why not say Rabbi Shmuel is the author of the Bryce, who says when you eat a Chel of a Shore, and a Chel of an Aid, and a Chel of a Kesev, they all result in separate Malkos, and that would be a very simple way instead of a fancy case here. And the Gemara says, Alma elam amai lo okmi. So why didn't we establish the brayso like Rabbi Shmuel? The Amar Rabbi Chanina, because moda haya Rabbi Shmuel in carbon the ainu chayv el achas achatas achas. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel has his din by malchus only, but with regards to a shoge case of carbonos, he agrees you only chayv one carbon for eating chaylev shor, chaylev eis, chaylev kesser. So that's why we didn't establish this like Rabbi Shmuel. So here's well. So now that we assume that by Rabbi Shmuel, Hashanami Rabbi Yehuda lo mitokma, we can't establish Rabbi Yehuda to be the author because the Hamer Rabbi Elazar mo dehaya Rabbi Yehuda linen carbon einu mevi elachatas achas. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yehuda had a statement about eating chaylev nosar, you chayev three sets of malkos, that was legabe malkos, but legabe carbon, he agreed there's only one carbon for these different isurim. So back to square one. Who is the author of the Braisa that says that a person who does it eating chaylev, he's chayv two chatalos? We can't find an author. So the Gemara therefore says, Ela amar Rabbi Reish Lakish Mishrima Bar Tutini, Hacha B'Mashkin. What's the case here? Kagon Sha'achla B'Shnei Tamchuyin. So now this is a different way to Milchalik, forgetting Shnei Halamos, forgetting Shnei Gufin, forget Shnei Shemos, but Shnei Tamchuyin, which means you ate the Basa Chaylev in different ways. One, you ate it roasted, one, you ate cooked in water, and since there are different flavors, that's enough of a chiluk to generate two different karbanos. And this is Aliva de Rabbi Yeshua. We're going to get familiar with the Shita later on in the Masechta. Damar Tamchuyin Bechalkin. Now, Tamchuy is, you know, when you serve the ani from the Tamchuy, from the kitchen, what do you call that? Whatever you serve them food. So the kitchen pantry of some sort. So soup kitchen, something like that. So you give a tamchoy the food you give him. So when you flavor, when you cook, when you prepare the food in different ways, even though it's the same shame iser, same chaylev, it's the taste that is different results in two different karbanos, and that's the explanation of the rice. So. And even then, apparently, everyone would agree it results in two different karbanos. So then the Gemara says gufa. We said above. Achal chaylev nevela lo kishtayim. Chaylev mukdashim lo kishtayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chaylev mukdashim lo kishalosh. So the Braisa, Tanakama, felt that chaylev nevela, you chayev two, one for eating chaylev, one for eating nevela. Rabbi Yehuda was mechadesh, you chayev three different isur, three different malkos. So Gemara says, Amrle Rav Shizvi l'Rava, Bishmar Nishan Rabbi Yehuda haynu dichsev. That's why the pasuk says in the pasuk, haynu dichsev ikroi, the three different psukim for Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it says, Chukas olam kol chaylev v'chol dam lo sochelu. That's one lav. And then it says kol chaylev ashur v'chasav v'ez lo sochelu. That's a second lav. And then it says v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. One should need a zar should need kodesh. And since we're talking about chaylev mukdashim, that's a third lav. Hatzlasa lavim. Those are three lavim. That's the explanation of the three malkos for Rabbi Yehuda. Ela l'rabbanon my time. How can Rabbi Yehuda hold only two malkos by eating chaylev mukdashim? So Kasavi Rabban hold lav the chukas olam bekachim, the lav the chaylev the shor bechulim. They're mutually exclusive. The lav of chukas olam, when it says kol chaylev v'chol dam lo sochel, that's talking about kachim only. And when it says the pasuk of kol chaylev shor lo sochel, that's talking about only chulim. And therefore, you can never have a case where all three would be relevant. The animal is either chulin or the animal is kachim. It can never be both. So it's two. There are three different sources, but at one given time, you can only violate two. Either violating chulin chaylev, or you're violating kachim chaylev, in addition to it being the zar. So Gemara says, betricha. And Chacham tell me, you need to have a pasuk both by a chaylev chulin, you need to have a pasuk by a chaylev kachim, and you can't learn one from the next. Because the Kasa Rachman had said chaylev, the Isra eating chaylev of kachim, Havamina, I would have thought only there is there an Isser Chaylev, the Kachim, who the Chamir, there are more Chumras by Kachim in general, the Asser Chalbo, Aval Chulin, which we're much more lenient about, Emalo, maybe there shouldn't be an Isser Chaylev. Umishim Hachi, Kasar Achmana, Kol Chaylev Shor. And he Kasav Kol Chaylev Shor, have we had that Pasuk only that there's an Isser Chaylev of Chulin, so Havamina, I would have thought Chaylev de Chulin, who the Asser, Mishim de Lohutir Miklalo. Because we never find that Chaylev of animals of Chulin are ever permitted. About chaylev mukdashim, where we do find the heter by chaylev of a mukdashim, the huter meklala. What's a heter? We saw above that the alia is called chaylev, and the alia of the a's is permitted on the of the chesiv is permitted on the mizbeach. So we see that chaylev is permitted on the mizbeach by kachim. I would have made an extension havamina midhuter besaran sharinami chelbam. So the mutter, the basar of alia is permitted. Maybe the actual chaylev is also permitted as well. And Kamash Malan Tzvicha, that even the chaylev of a kachim are also as well. So for that reason, Rabban held, you need to have a chaylev at Isser chaylev by Chulin, and Isser chaylev of kachim, and you can't learn one from the next. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Rabbi Yehuda understood differently. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, ki ksiv chaylev shor, binyana the kachim ksiv. This pasuk when it says, kol chaylev shor v'chesiv v'ez lo so chaylu, that's in the context of Sefer Vayikra. That pasuk is talking about the world of kachim. How could a Rabbanan extrapolate or really draw out that pasuk and completely divorce it from the context there? The context is clearly kachim, so we have now really two psukim in kachim. Chukas olam, everyone agrees, is kachim, and even chaylev shor v'chesed, which is vayikra perek zayin, is also kachim. So two separate lavim on kachim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. So now, does that imply ella mechlal de Rabbanan savrei lo yafinan davar halami binano? Rabbanan don't hold of you learn based on the context. Rabbi Yehuda could take Rabbanan could take this pasuk completely out of context and learn it to chulin. That's hard to say. And the Gemara says, lo. Everyone agrees. Chuli Alma agree. Yalfin and Davar Halami Minano. You learn from the context. V'ha k'miflagi. What's a machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda Sabar lemeid and lami lav lami kares. One pasuk Chukas Olam is talking about the kares, and the pasuk Kol Shor is Chelav Shor is talking. It's a lav, and you can learn one from the next. You could have the two bridge each other. Rabban Sabri lami lav yalfin. You can learn one lav from another lava, but lami kares yalfin. But if the lav in the context of something talking about kares, so then in that case you could ignore the context, and that's the explanation here. So then the Gemara quotes a brayis at Tanya. Kol chelav v'chol dam lo so chelu. Don't eat fat, don't eat blood. It's aser to eat. Ma chelav lo keshaim af dam lo keshaim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you eat chelav of kachim, you're chayv two malkos, so too when you eat dam of kachim, you're chayv two different malkos. And that's based on the hekesh of dam to chelav. And chachamim omrim ein be'ela azar achas. What do you mean? There's only one pasuk that says kol chelav v'chol dam lo sochelu. There's no other pasuk that says kol dam lo sochelu. So you can't just create, can't just generate a second lav by dam, and therefore there's only one azhara, the fishitas chachamim. So the Gemara says, Maishna chelav de lo kishtaim. How come chelav is unique, where chelav has two sets of malkos below hekesh? There's no hekesh. Dechse bei trei kra. The two psukim that tell me chelav is aser, like we said above, it says kol chelav v'chol dam lo sochelu. It says v'chol chelav shor v'chesev lo sochelu. So these are two clear psukim that chelav has two sets of malkos. Dam nami belav hekesha nilka b'shan. Forget the hekesh of dam to chelav. Look at dam independently, and there's two psukim that tell me that dam results in lavim. Dichsiv bei trei kri trei lavim. The two psukim. It says kol chelav v'chol dam lo sochelu, and it also says v'chol dam lo sochlu v'chol moshe sechem lof lebehema. So there should be two sets of lavim, two sets of malkus for dam, aside from its connection to chelav. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela ema, let's tweak the brayse above and say, according to Yehuda, ma chelav lo keshalosh, if one eats chelav of a kachim yirchayv, three sets of malkos, af dam lo keshalosh. Dam, we have two malkos for dam from the psukim, and the third one should be learned out from a hekesh, learning from a chelav. So how do we know chelav has three sets of malkos? We said the two psukim before about chelav, and lav the zar, and there's a third lav of a zar, the chol zar lo yochal kodesh. So that's the third set of malkos for chelav. Hatzlasa dam nami, the same three psukim for a dam. It says two psukim that don't eat dam, and then the general lav of a zar that should apply to dam as well, and you don't need the hekesh of dam to chelav. And the Gemara says, no, you still need the hekesh, even though there are three psukim by dam, the two that clearly say don't eat dam, and the third by the zar, you still need the hekesh of dam from chelav. Why? Because sakadaitech amin, I would have thought, hol v'ismai dam mituma. If a person who's tamei eats dam of a carbon, he's not chayv kares, as opposed to a person, a tamei who eats chelav, is chayv kares. So we think just like dam is excluded from the world of tumah, so I would think l'smai mizaros, maybe a zar who eats dam also should be exempt from eating dam as well. Kamash blan hekesha, from the hekesh dam from chelav, and know that chelav and dam is still in the world of zaros. So then the Gemara says ella l'rabbanan hekesha l'mayasa. That was all in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that dam and chelav both result in three sets of malkos. Rabbanan felt, Chum held, that there's only one set of malkos for dam. So according to him, so what does he do with the hekesh? What do you learn from chelav and dam to each other? And the Gemara says, Mibarle, it's needed to teach me hekesha, Mibarle the chedetanya. The Baraita tells me, Kol chelav v'chol dam lo so chelu, ma chelav miyuchad shechel bo chalak mibisaro. Just like the chelav is unique, that the chelav is separate from the basar, there's flesh and there's fat, you see the distinction. And ein mitztarif in zem zeh, if one were to eat basar and chelav, and it's mitztarif to the sheer kazayas, we're not mitztarif chelav and basar to one kazayas, because they're two separate entities. So too, afdam, mibsar, shedamo chalak mibsaro, blood which is clearly separate from the flesh itself, we don't combine the kashir kazayas of eating dam of basar together. However, otsi dam shratzim, this excludes the dam shratzim where we are mitzarif the dam and the ore of a sheretz together. Why? Hol ve'ein damon chalak mibasarim. The blood and flesh are not separate from each other for a sheretz. The blood and the flesh are completely intertwined. I don't know the metzias of it, but the Gemara says oftentimes ein damon chalak mibasarim. It's not separate. The blood and flesh are one and the same for a sheretz. Shemitzarfin zemzeh. You can combine the two shirim, and that's the chiddush that Rabban learned from the pasuk of chol chelav v'chol dam. The two of them are connected. just like chalev is always separate, so tadam is separate, but if the dam is connected to the basar, then you would be mitzarif the din. That's the machlo, that's the chiddush. Gemara says, this din of dam shratzim is mitzarif the basar. It's learned out from the pasuk of dam and chalev. It's learned from a separate pasuk. It says with regards to shratzim, v'zelachem atame basheret hasheret al haaretz. This is tame. What do we learn from this? Limeid al dam hasheret v'hasheret atzma. The sheret itself mitzarfim zem zem. The pasuk says from the drasha, zelachem atame is telling us you should connect the dam and the basar are mitzarif, and you don't need the pasuk before of chalev adam together. The Gemara says no, you still need the hekesh and this pasuk of zelachem atame. Why? Because ilav hekesh, had we not had the hekesh, I would have thought when it says in the pasuk zelachem atame that you combine the dam and the basar of sheret. That's perhaps only with the inin with respect to hani milei linin tumah. The tumah they were in mitzarif the or the basar and the dam. Aval achilu with regard to the isser of eating these things, emalo, maybe you shouldn't be mitzarif the shear of the basar with the dam. Hashmina hekesh. Therefore, the hekesh of dam techelav tells me lachila that whenever the dam is part and parcel of the, or you are mitzarifit even in an isser chila. Amar Ravina, Ravina says that it concludes, therefore, hilkach dam nachash ubisar mitzarifin. The blood of the nachash and the flesh of the nachash are also mitzarif to a shear of eating. Why? Because the nachash is not one of the shmar shratzim. So have we only learned based on tumah, so we're not made the extension to a nachash. A nachash isn't one of the shmar shratzim. But now we learn that the isser chila is completely different from the din of tumah, so then even though there's no tumah by the nachash, but lagabe the isser dam, the blood, the mitzias, the dam and basar are one and the same with regards to nachash, and therefore you would be mitzarif them, leading the sheer kazayis of eating the nachash. So Gemara says, "My kamashalom, what's the chiddush of Ravina? Hainu hakesha, that's what the hekesh tells me. Whenever the dam is connected to the basar, you are mitzarif. We don't need Ravina to tell me every example. Once we have the principle, we can figure out what the examples are. So Gemara explains, "Salcha daitech hamina, I would have thought sheretz this rabbi lutuma only by sheretz the shmona shratzim where there's a ribur in terms of tuma is rabbi lachila. Is there also going to be an increased eating of iser of eating the damen abasa? But regards to nachash the lowest rabbi lutuma where it doesn't have added dinim of tuma, it's not one of the shmona shratzim. I would have thought lowest rabbi lachila. Maybe it shouldn't be part of the hekesh as well of the sheer kazayis of the dam and the basa. And for that reason, kamashul and hekesha, we need the hekesh to be clear that Ravina is telling us that kol milei de'ein damo chaluk mibisar mashma. Don't think that this chiddush is only limited to shema shratzim. It applies to every other animal that the dam and basar are one and the same. One would be mitztarif the shear of kizayis. Let's keep going. I told you these dapim are very, very long. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, shalosh kresos ha'amuris bedam lemai. It says the word karis, the din of karis by the Isser Dam, three different occasions. Why? So achas ledam chulin, achas ledam kachim, achas ledam hatamsis. One is a person who eats blood of chulin is chayv karis, one who eats blood of kachim is chayv karis, and one who eats blood of dam hatamsis is that when an animal is dying, the blood is leaving his body, the last dam, the last blood that comes out, that's called dam hatamsis. So that is that's also subject to a separate iser. We'll see why you have to have a separate drasha for that. So hanicha le Rabbi Yehuda, this makes sense to Rabbi Yehuda. Desani he holds dam hatamsis bazhara. Rabbi Yehuda omer bekaris. There's a machlokus in the brisa whether dam hatamsis, the blood at the end of the death of the animal, is a classic dam and chayv karis. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. And the Tanakhama thinks no, it's a lower level type of dam. It's only an ashara. So we understand for Rabbi Yehuda, this makes sense. El Rabbanan, who hold Dama Tamsis is a Nazara, not Kares, so Ha'ula Mayasa. What's the third Kares teaching me according to the Shita of the Chachamim? So Gemara says no. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kares Nafkale, Min Kaldam. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the din of Kares for Dama Tamsis, he doesn't learn it from the Kares mentioned above. He learns it from the word Kol Hadam, a different Drasha. Disanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Dam, that person can't eat Dam, Matamalomer, Kol Dam, what's the word Kol teaching me? Ainli Ella Dam Kachim, I only know Dam Kachim is Aser. Shenefesh Shiotiba, the Dam that the person, that the rather the animal died from. Shumachaper, that the Dam that the comes out, that a person's Mechaper from the Pasuk, that I know is Chayv Karis. Dam chulin, dam of a regular animal, or dam atamsis that comes from a kachim animal. Minayin hadu, I know that's chayv as well. Tam lomer kol dam, all types of dam. So now even Rabbi Yehuda has to deal with the third karis because he doesn't learn the third karis for Dam Tamtis. Dam Tamtis is learned from Kol Dam. So what are they going to do with this third instance of karis? So the Gemara says, Ela Eima Achas the Dam Chulin, Achas the Dam Kachim, Echa Achas the Dam Kisui. When it comes to blood, after shechting a chai or oaf, that blood has to experience a kisui dam. The pasuk tells us kisui dam, you have to cover it up. So one might have thought, let's say a person were to eat that blood, maybe it shouldn't be asr, because once you cover it up, it made that dam into afar. It's mamish nothing, you remove the dam. The pasuk tells me, even eating the dam after kisui dam is also subject to the punishment of karis. Gemara now says, we're going to try to get to the top of hay. It should be pretty quick now, just a few more seconds. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Chamisha lavin hamur badam. There are five lavin that one gets for eating dam. Lama, why? Achas adam chulin, achas adam kachim, achas adam kisor. Those we mentioned already. And he adds two more. Achas adam evarim, blood that comes out from different limbs when shechting an animal. V'achas adam hatamsis, and then that's the fifth case. So Amar Rabbi Ilah, Achal, so a complete different din now. Now we've been talking about different lavim for different isurim. Now we're going to transition to a completely different lav of ma'isa sheni eaten outside of Yerushalayim. The din is, when the farmer brings his ma'isa sheni, he needs to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. But what happens if he eat it outside? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi La, Achal ma'isa dagan v'sirosh v'yitzar lokesh halosh. One gets three sets of lashes for eating ma'isa sheni chutzli Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, "V'ha ein lokin al lav shebeklalos." But there's a general pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo suchal lechol b'sharecha, ma'ase degancha, b'sirochcha v'tarecha." It's a lav shebeklalos. It says, "Lo suchal," and then it gives examples. But these are not three separate lavim. It's a lav shebeklalos and ein lokin al lav shebeklalos. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that there are three sets of lashes? The Gemara says, "Shani hacha." This case of ma'ase sheni is different. M'yasri kar. There are extra psukim. Why? Michti. Let's understand the pasuk. They're supposed to eat it inside Yerushalayim. Bifnim, you eat it in Bechutzla. The pasuk clearly implies that if you eat it, you only eat it inside. Implying if you eat it outside, you violate an avera. So lama li the kasser rachman is, how come the Torah then has to tell me, lo suchal lechol b'sharecha ma'aseh d'ganecha v'tarecha v'tarecha, you can't eat it outside. That's unnecessary. We would have inferred that from the fact that you must eat it inside. We know that you can't eat it outside. So why does it say lo suchal? Must be lechalik to tell me that you get a separate lav for each of the items of d'ganecha v'tarecha v'tarecha. Gemara says no. Imiahi, I had the pasuk of a chalt alone of the requirement to eat within Yerushalayim walls, havamina hanimili b'aseh. There's an aseh to eat it outside. But lav, emalo, I wouldn't infer a lav from that. It just says if you don't eat it inside, you just mevatel naseh. But there's no lav. Amti lahachi. And for that reason, the pasuk has to say, kaz rechmano lo suchal titlok mi belav, to tell me that not only there's a bitul asay for eating it outside Yerushalayim, there's also a lav as well. But dain lav shebechalos, and therefore there are no extra words. It's still lav shebechalos. Lo suchal lechol b'sharecha, digancha tiyosh v'yitzarcha, and there's no extra words to teach me anything about malakos. The Gemara says, Imkain, had it just been teaching us a lav, it would have been sufficient. Name makra, lo suchal lachla misharecha, and zeh. The fact that it is to say, masa de gancha tirosh v'etzarecha lamli, must be liachude achila de chalchad v'chad, that there's a lav for eating each of these three different items. And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up Mishashem tomorrow.